You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, what's the dizzy
yo? You know what day it is. Sunday coming at you. Well, y'all don't get this on Sunday, but it don't matter anyway. It's Uncut and Unbothered, baby. We back. Did you miss us? We had a lot of content to drop for y'all this past week. When you get this episode, you'll be hearing already with her episode 7 with our first guest, Big Marco and Ben Separati, a.k.a. Beans. But we on to news. We got new guests with us now. We about to chop it up. What's going on, y'all? Who's here? Who's in the building?
Yo, my name is Beans. I'm back once again. What's going on, y'all?
What up, Beans?
What up, dog? Big Fo Peas.
Hey, special guest. Four in the house. What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Miss D. You know, I'm a regular, regular, schmegular. You know what I'm saying? About this shmoney. Oh, it's like, no, I'm talking shit. But yeah, go ahead and add me on my IG. I'm Osama Daughter 2_.
Of course.
Yeah. It's your girl, T Streets, a.k.a. Stuff the Wood T.
Stuff
AKA, they don't want to call me Stuff the Wood T.
We don't.
I never heard nobody call you Stuff the Wood T.
I call her Stuff the Wood T.
Or T Streets.
That's T Strizzle.
T Strizzle. I never heard none of these names.
Wait, just wait. You can follow me. Yep, she called YUPSHEKOLD.
I hate how you spell cold, bro. I hate it.
Throw the whole name away, Tess.
They don't want to call me.
Throw the whole name away. Give it to God.
Since we just throwing our names, you know.
Don't ahead. Yeah,
come
Big
on
Big
Fo
Peas, Buffy Combs, you okay. Feel me? Big Foski.
Not Buffy Combs.
Yeah. Buffy yeah, Buffy Combs.
For all right. Buffy.
I can't. You know, they used to call me Hillary Banks back in high school.
Anyway. Okay, this is okay, where I draw the motherfucking line.
That's the line, and you crossed it.
Yeah, you had too many nicknames. You went over.
Right. Like but, how was y'all Thanksgiving? Mm. Let's start with that there.
Oh, man. I pigged out. I ain't even gonna lie.
You did? What you eat? What was on your plate?
It was
some
really,
chitlins?
It was, no.
Let me find out you eat chitlins.
I do.
Back in the day, I ain't had none in a minute, though. It's see, been about 10 years, probably.
10 years?
That means you don't need it.
Them bitches slipping.
I mean, nobody just start making them. You know, they
boy, sound
them.
Crazy.
My mama stopped making them. You feel me? I wasn't running into no plates where they was at, but... No, my shit was light.
They
though.
So easy dressing, to make though. The hardest cheese, thing to do is turkey, to clean them.
You know that really ain't hurt.
Man, that shit is nasty.
Man, y'all not gonna disrespect.
They was fire with the hot sauce. I ain't even gonna herb to you though.
That's what I'm saying. Them bitches
off slap. off the Franks. Them bitches was something different.
The Franks. The good Franks. Classic.
I don't know about none of that other shit. Good Franks classic. Always made it a classic
man,
though for sure.
Franks will spice up any dish you got. What yeah. You got? Throw some Franks on that shit. It's gonna slap. No matter what.
No, for real.
But don't be on some like throwing that shit on like brownies and shit.
Oh, ridiculous.
Fucking your stomach up.
Where you get that from?
Cause people will try anything, nah.
They will.
For real.
The world we
you
live
tell
in.
Them how you tell them hot sauce going anything, they're gonna be like, shit.
I let put me that see shit for on real.
We already threw it in the chips.
That shit good on the chips though. On the classic Lay's.
We literally stopped buying hot chips to make hot chips.
You right. You ain't telling no lies.
At one point in time, I was putting hot sauce on my hot Cheetos.
See what I'm saying?
But that shit slapped. I ain't even gonna hurt all of that shit slapped.
Your stomach up.
It did. <didn't laughs>
Now what? Somebody gonna be like, you
that was
know
a
what?
Real rat shit. I'm just saying.
I mean, we all,
somebody say what I was thinking.
We all had that spur in our lives where
rat moments.
You ate them with two fingers. You ate it with two fingers two? Out the bag.
Yeah, but guess what? I got fancy. I rolled my bag down, so I ain't have to dig that deep down in the bag.
You took that much time out of
yeah.
Your shit.
Yeah, DeAndre, tell the truth. You ever made a
she
sandwich?
She's professional
with
right
honey?
Then.
Nah, I made K-Swiss? A sandwich and put Doritos on it though.
Like you did you wear right K-Swiss?
Did you wear Melissa's?
No, I ain't had no Melissa's.
You for sure had Melissa's.
For sure didn't
first
though.
Off.
You for sure had a belt that had your name.
For sure did that. Yeah. The glitter belt. Yep.
She bitch, had I had the electric she bitch that spread across.
Sure
fuck
them.
Yeah.
For sure did. Ain't gonna do it.
Back in the day.
Ain't none of y'all had the baby girl coat.
She had the spinner on her shit back and forth. The baby fat coat.
The little feathers be coming about that motherfucker and shit. Sooner or later.
You got to pull out trying to be slick.
I didn't have no baby fat coat like that, but I had a pelly like that.
I used to be on a bus to be picking bitches' feathers out their coats and shit.
Picking feathers out of bitches' coats.
Felt like a slave and shit. Come here, bitch.
It's a feather trail off the Mac bus and shit.
I know y'all remember the jersey dresses, though.
They used to wear Melissa's with the jersey dresses.
Nah, I used to rock my K-Swiss with my jersey dresses.
K-Swiss and hot Cheetos, that's the combo for the super rat. I didn't know this holiday season that I would be able to prepare a whole holiday meal.
Yeah, baby.
From the top to bottom. I fried a motherfucking turkey.
That's something.
Fried a turkey.
Yes. And that bitch just slapped. Okay.
You ain't give me a plate. What tip you really on?
No, I didn't.
So now you just bragging and teasing people. Yeah.
But see, I already got the main dish. My dish to cook is the macaroni. I got to cook that every holiday, no matter what.
You made some good macaroni?
My family requested every holiday. They were like, we already know D going to make the macaroni.
We already know.
What kind of cheese you use?
Don't worry about it.
No, not the flavor. Like what type? Like shredded? You cut it up off the little brick.
I use shredded cheese. And then I get me a block of Velveeta.
Okay.
And I melt the Velveeta on top of the stove before I put it in there.
I'm going to have to tell you, you're going to have to switch that, get that Velveeta out of there. It really killed the whole shredded cheese.
Because the shredded cheese really make it all worth it.
You got to learn how to whip that shit, man.
Man, that shit good as fuck. And no, I do not put no egg in my macaroni.
No, don't put no egg.
Man, why not?
Put some milk in there.
What's the point?
I mean, why don't you?
But what's the point?
I'm just asking, why don't you?
Put the milk and the butter in there.
Before I tell you,
though. That's all you need.
What do you say?
Milk and butter.
Yeah, milk and butter.
Okay, ask one last time you made some macaroni and cheese.
I just made some, and that's what you use.
I mean, let me taste that macaroni and cheese.
Nah, the egg, the milk and butter.
What you need an egg for?
When I take my macaroni out the fridge the next day, that shit needs to be a piece. I don't want no noodles falling out. I don't want that shit like that.
You can still get that. Her shit probably like easy mac. You can still get that without the egg, though.
No, you need the egg.
No, you don't.
I ain't about to put y'all on game with the egg.
You don't even know what the fuck. I'm straight on the egg. I don't want no yolk in my mac and cheese.
You whip your egg up first. I don't want no scrambled mac and cheese. Get the fuck out of here.
Period.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm not coming to your house.
No matter how it goes, you cook that egg, man, it do what the egg do when it get hot. Period. And mixed with the mac, I can't do it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ain't nobody ever complain.
No, I'm sure. Man, listen, man.
Listen,
you don't even know what the egg does. I know what the egg does. I asked you, you couldn't even tell me.
But you can't even tell me why you don't use the egg.
What does the egg do?
There's no point. So why do we put egg in it?
I don't know why. I can't give you that. It put that sound.
Listen,
man.
You can achieve that with cheese and milk.
I'm about to tell y'all why you put the egg in it, man. I put the egg in there. Cause my mama told me to do it.
Okay.
When she told me how to make macaroni and cheese, she said, put the egg. You feel me? Like, I'm just going off what OG told me what to do and stuff. And every year,
I'm not saying that's the wrong way to do it, though. But people, you just don't have to.
Cause I heard Taz ring it earlier.
When shit get crazy.
Yeah, when people get out of line, I gotta ring the bell.
Shit get crazy.
When people say some crazy shit.
No, you ain't gotta use it.
Really, it's me.
I'm a ding it on the crazy
shit. It's really
shit.
Not for you. No.
Really
matter,
not.
Matter of fact, because my nigga Biddy be catching the crazy shit too, so we gonna share this bitch.
They got their own bell.
I know he know when to ring my shit.
Hey, we need a sound dash. We need a whole board. Because I needed to get y'all the fuck out of here last episode.
Do anybody watch 85 South?
We got to get you the Tasmanian Devil.
It's the
you feel me?
It's the
sound effect.
Right.
What you do is you add really bad. But
no. No. So do y'all watch 85 South? Ashley already said she don't.
No, I don't know what that
I be
is.
Catching the little clips on Facebook and Instagram. I don't
do you watch it?
I never heard of it before.
So a fan bought them like a voice changer, you know, where you do the auto tune, deep voice and stuff like that. And when I these niggas was having the time of their life. You got
shit.
First of all, you got the three funniest niggas that has ever touched a Wild and Out stage to me. You got Carlos Miller and Chico Bean. I love Chico Bean.
Is he the one who slowed the beat down?
No, not the DJ. No, that's not him. That's conceited. Yeah. That's the ball head.
Old school. That's conceited.
That's Chico Bean.
Okay, him.
I love that nigga, dog. He's so funny to me, bro. But and Carlos Miller, Chico Bean, and DC Young Fly.
Oh, DC, yeah. I haven't seen that. What's it? Come on.
They got a YouTube. They don't come on TV. It's
okay,
like a YouTube.
Catch them
and
they
do.
Get on TV.
Dog.
Wow.
Y'all making Jaeger up in this bitch?
We are everything in this bitch.
Y'all making Jaeger bombs?
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Y'all trying to get lit for real.
You put your
empty bottle in? That's what this is. This is a Jaeger bomb, but then I'm just going to... Jaeger not as bad as people think it is, though. I thought it was like a horrible, horrible liquor, but it's not. It's really not. It's really good.
I'm around and be slapping right now.
Black licorice. Black licorice.
We're gonna go out live. I'm showing 13%. I'm gonna start it up.
What the fuck is on the agenda? What we got today, y'all?
I'm sorry, y'all.
I guess
we should talk about some shit.
Get our casual conversation out the way.
Damn, I had a topic from one of them I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead, D. You can go first.
What you got? Talk to me.
I'll go first.
What you got, Miss D?
What an unnecessary block? I didn't see that one. Okay, so what is considered an unnecessary block?
Yeah.
Bro, because why did you block me? I don't even know you.
So do you mean
that's why
like,
you got blocked.
So you mean
you made no attempts to get to know the person you follow.
But wait, are we talking about block from social media or block from calling my phone?
Both.
Y'all know I don't really give a fuck about social media. Social media is just
I only block bill collectors. And motherfucking scam likelies and shit. The motherfuckers call with that different accent and shit.
But y'all said both?
I don't really block people
block the
on
weed
social
pages.
Media.
That's the only people that get blocked.
I
get
weed blocked pages. All the time. Weed I gotta block them weed pages.
I block
pages.
People's phone numbers all the
first
time.
First thing, why the
I
fuck?
The black E.
Why the fuck are y'all trying to get
them
me
the
to
feds.
Follow y'all?
Them the feds.
And
they
like,
gotta be the feds.
I'm a man. At the end
them
of
the
day.
Feds.
Like, I got dreads, but I don't need no fucking weed. What's
them the feds.
They get blocked all the time.
You said weed pages. I thought you said weed. W E E D.
He talking about Instagram. They be pissing y'all.
The motherfucking bundle page.
Page.
And it's always the same bundle.
They be the same pictures every time.
That's a finesse. They be finesse
Man,
pages.
Build your finesse pages.
I'm not never
stay
blocking.
This is like the McTurn 505,000.
I'm going to Lee's Beauty Supply.
That's exactly what it is.
Talking about Lee's. No, you got to go to Hayes.
Hey, shut up.
You got to go to Hayes.
What up, Paul?
Listen, I'm going with quality. Okay, Lee's. They've been around.
Dog, I grew up in Farmington, right? So I remember
y'all know
when
we keep getting off a topic, right?
No, I'm sorry. But I gotta tell you, when I was in Farmington and they put the first Lee's out there, when I tell you it wasn't
you
no
ate that
nowhere,
shit up.
Oh my God, bitch, every day.
You
I
was
in
geek.
The beauty supply. I was so excited. But so the
I got a quick question before y'all hop back on topic. So did y'all mama fuck y'all hair up when y'all was a little kid off them perms and shit?
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm not even going to say my mama fucked my hair up. I can't say she shouldn't have never permed my hair, but I see why she did.
It wasn't even a perm. My mama took me, again, out in Farmington, took me to Fantastic Sam's to get my first haircut, to get my ends trimmed, and took
he
me
sound like he not
to this
good
lady.
At cutting hair.
Fantastic Sam's is a whole hair studio. Like,
about this Sam's. Woman washed my hair and tried to trim my ends while my hair was
for about $100.
Curly as hell, no blow dry, nothing. Girl.
I mean, that's possible,
like a
but you're not a naturalist.
Like a fucking mushroom.
That's only good for the natural girls to get their hair cut while it's curly because they wear their hair
curly. No.
But when you wear your hair straight predominantly all the time, you have to straighten your hair and then
trim it. She cut my hair wet, blow dried that bitch, and tried to flat iron it, and that shit came out
like
a fucking
mushroom. Oh, she cut it while it was wet.
Mm-hmm.
tripping.
Yeah, she was tripping. So, fuck you, Taz. Unnecessary block, though. Like,
yeah, who you gonna block? Are you blocking the girls? I have a question. Do y'all get girls that just keep sending you DMs or like on Facebook or IG? They be in your messages.
Hold on, wait.
Just,
let me see one of y'all DMs.
They just keep,
I want to see what a nigga DMs look
doing?
Like.
Ooh, you look good. Do girls do that to guys?
Period. This is uncut and unbothered. Y'all can't tell me no. I want to see both y'all DMs.
I'm not saying it phones. Isn't happening, but. Yo, listen, before y'all sound crazy.
No, that's just me personally. I want to see what a nigga DMs look like. I know what a bitch DM look like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what a nigga slide. Hello, beautiful.
But I want to see. I want
to
baby.
No, see, y'all trying to spy in.
I just want to know what it looks like.
But no, 100. Though.
I don't even want to look at the messages.
I mean, y'all can see my Instagram DM, but I don't have Instagram Messenger on my shit.
It ain't no such thing as Instagram Messenger.
I mean, my bad. Facebook Messenger.
Let me see your IG DM.
But what do women say to you when they slide?
My IG don't be slapping, though.
How do women slide?
They don't.
See that?
Not my Instagram.
They,
I mean, my,
they,
I don't DM they, women. They, you feel me?
Not even on social media.
I hop on your picture.
General.
They respond.
This nigga said I hop on your
post. They respond spicy, but I ain't experienced nobody just like.
Damn, you fine. I'm trying to see. They don't do that to you?
Yeah, they ain't came through spicy like
I ain't
that.
I ain't that person, I guess, man.
That's a lot.
You feel me? Yeah, I ain't never
not,
I ain't
not
never
yet.
Made
it's
that
coming
one.
Though.
Somebody
they,
said
they
that
respond
shit though.
Spicy for sure.
Somebody asked
number, like call me.
How so, do women shoot their shot? And they were like, we respond to you. Like whatever you say.
Not
you get
even
a response.
That.
See,
I just
got
what's
the
up?
Indication.
You just
that,
what's up, nigga?
What's up?
You know what I'm saying?
What's
two likes. Be aggressive as hell. Let's put that.
Two likes.
Which popular daddy like?
You know what I'm saying? Two likes or a love. Two likes on IG mean for us to go in and slide.
Two likes.
That's
see,
what I was talking about.
I don't feel
the,
like likes
and then
equate
the love
to,
reaction
man,
on Facebook,
I heard,
man, go ahead and slide in the
I
messenger.
Heard, that's what I heard. That shit is crazy to me, though. That's like a setup to me, though. I'm not fucking around, bro. If I like your shit, that don't mean shit. That just mean shit. You took some nice ass pictures.
Yeah,
you
get that angle.
Don't get shit
that's
twisted.
What I mean.
Right. Don't think like, oh, he on my head, y'all. Look, he liking all pictures. Slow
but
down,
if you
baby.
Do, if you like, if I see a liking spree, because you know how your likes come up. If see, I yeah. see your picture, see, da, 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 da,
see,
da, da,
yeah,
da,
I ain't going to do that, though. Yeah, that's doing too much. But I'm talking about, like, I might see it like, okay, damn. About three pictures. I just seen about three pictures. Look,
so
nice as hell.
Is it thirsty?
I'm a liker. So
I was just about to say, is it thirsty for somebody to, like, as soon as you accept they follow request, they just get the like on all your pictures?
Niggas do that all the time.
Right, but is
as soon
that thirsty?
They accept, I just,
I mean,
I
niggas let you know, like, anyway. Okay, shit, I just came. I see you, my baby. You feel me? I ain't about to delete you because most times, shit, we add you. Cause your fucking profile picture is
add and delete.
Oh, yeah.
Delete.
Y'all be pop faking off the profile pic. Soon as I go to the regular pic, it's like, whoa,
I
shit.
I ain't even gonna hold you up. I add and delete all the time.
You got to. It's looking like, damn.
That's a lot of work.
I don't go back
this
and
ain't
look.
What I thought it was. That's you feel me? Like,
unless you
the
slide in my
be all perfect and everything. Then I be using a little Halo filter, all that look crazy.
See, I'm really be on the gram real heavy. Like, I be on the book, you feel me? Like, you'll see me creep up on the book and have a little, you know what I'm saying? You'll see me drop like 30 stats or something like that in a week. Something
30, that's
like,
a good number
in a week. Yeah, that ain't bad.
Like, you feel me? But I'm on the ground real heavy, so you feel me?
You be trying to figure out who
I just be liking shit. Who doing you feel me? Like, I just be liking shit. Like,
and it don't mean nothing.
Yeah, I think
it
that's what everybody
somebody
like.
I got said, liking
that
pictures
show me
as a
who
female.
Who don't follow me or who unfollow me and shit. And then I'll be, you feel me? Like, if it's somebody I know, I mean, like, what's popping, dog? And then if they don't.
See, you ride down. You slide down on niggas. Like, why you ain't following me?
At the end of the day, What happened?
What happened?
I really don't even care what happened for real. It's just like, shit.
Is you
like,
gonna follow or not?
Is you gonna follow?
Is you gonna follow back?
Like, what's up? Like, that was a waste of a click. I could just scroll past and shit. But I don't even be like, when it comes to females, I don't even DM them or nothing for like, it'd be a minute.
This nigga.
So you see a bitch and be like, okay, like a couple pictures, go about your business and show back around.
If she like got her page private,
like
a loss
of young Joseph.
She probably goes, I don't got my page private. She gonna look up my page before she accept me anyway. 9 times out of 10,
true.
So she gonna try to predict. What
I'm
kind,
lurking
how,
before
kind of
I even finna
I
follow it if your page ain't private.
So when she accept me, she probably expected me to come on and slide in her DM and try to, you feel me?
That what y'all really expect?
What?
If you like a bunch of pictures?
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the DM.
I'm waiting on the DM. Because at this point, I feel like somebody sent you.
Somebody, y'all perfect.
For you to, no, for you to instantly just, as soon as I accept your like, to go ahead and just like all my pictures, I'm waiting on a DM because I feel you either see me in public or somebody sent you.
Yeah.
That's really how y'all be feeling. Yeah. Y'all really be feeling that special?
Cause not, no, I'm not even gonna say that special, that but it's special. Just
that's
like,
special.
What you mean somebody sent you though? Like,
that's what I mean. Like, damn, that's like just I say, like, if you got some nice ass pictures, I can't like.
Okay,
them
just say like this, like, right? Okay, so say like just for instance. Okay, last week was your first time seeing Ashley or me. You feel me? And you like tell your homeboy, like, yeah, I got a homegirl for you. I need, not even a homegirl. Like, my girl got a girl. You know what I'm saying? I think that y'all might like each other. Here go her IG page and shit like that. Go, I'm saying, we'll go shoot your shot. Mm-hmm. People do that.
Yeah, they do.
Niggas do that. Yes,
they definitely do.
They do.
He's looking so lost, and I don't understand why. What are you confused about? Why you look like that? What's on your mind?
But no.
Yes,
but no
way. They do that.
No.
They do that, yeah.
I disagree, but I digress.
Yeah, no, they do.
If you like more than three pictures, I'm waiting on you to DM me.
Yeah, I'm waiting on the slide. And if you don't, it's cool.
That's how I'm impressed. It takes three picture likes and we in there like somewhere, huh?
No.
No, I've noticed and I'm like, you're probably going to say something because...
That's but how you feel.
See, I don't fuck around, man. I'm on your post, on your status. I'm tagging you. Like, listen.
You tagging me?
You not shit.
I'll be like, I'll be on some shit.
I go back to an old ass picture.
That, if you like anything yeah, over like, 5 weeks ago.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about like, I go to like an old ass picture.
To comment.
If
you like an old picture. Converse. If you go back too far and like a picture real late.
To converse, man.
Like, coming.
Damn, you know, I'm going to like an old picture.
Because you won't. Exactly. When I said it, I had
like three new ones.
That's what I'm saying.
Then I'm going to go to like a mid-old. You know what I'm saying? Like a half a summer or something back.
Summer 2016.
I'm going to like them. Like I missed that. You feel me? Yeah. Like, you know, I missed that, so I'm just catching up.
Trying to see
this
what
I missed out on. This is my scanning process to see, you feel me?
But that's the process. So he's saying that he do be using IG to get to see what's up and see, you know, let me look at you a little bit, and then maybe he going to slide based on what he see. You saying, see, you just liking pictures to like pictures.
I don't really be sitting there going on the internet looking for women, though. All these women that be out here, man.
The niggas do. They shut back they page down. Do.
Shut what?
Listen, it's always gonna be another one though. Remember that.
It's always gonna
listen.
Be
it's never is over. Like
listen,
it ain't over.
I knew soliciting pussy was real when bitches started making Snapchat premiums.
It's the oldest profession. Why do people?
Man, you gotta pay to watch these bitches on Snapchat. Now that shit be so fucking crazy.
They was hung out with prostitutes. Yes. So I'm just saying that's nothing new.
Listen,
they was pimping back then, literally.
What got me sick is these bitches, they using their Facebook pictures as they tricking pictures. It's like, damn.
Oh, they don't even care no more.
They lost all shame.
Bitches be on Twitter tweeting, Normal's here, I'm about to go to Subway. But had they whole pussy out when you go to their page, like, wait, I didn't know we was doing this. What? Who are you?
Yeah. So what's the longest y'all want without sex?
A year.
A year?
A year.
He gets a bell. Fuck it.
The longest, like...
Go ahead, man, because you just looking like ain't nobody talking to you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no.
And we don't lie here. We be honest. Talk about it. So, Beans.
What's the deal?
Talking about a year. I don't believe you.
That's not that long. Like, I feel like, okay, this is
a year is
feel.
Not long.
Like, the
for
first,
nigga, yeah.
Like, few weeks of not having sex are the hardest. But once you get past your third week, you really just be like, all right.
Oh, that's
like,
for, it that's just, for, that's for women.
For me, yeah. I can't even say for women, but for myself, like, them first 3 weeks be the ones that I'm like, after that third week, I just be like, you know, I need to recommit my life to the Lord anyway. This is just too much. Like, I should be out here like that. And then I'd be fine. That's very true. Because that stuff
shower
does not
count. Not the shower.
That don't count. First of all, my shower has two shower heads. It's got the shower head.
Talk about it. Two shower heads all day long.
She like a spray threesome. Effect.
She having a threesome in the shower.
Two shower heads all day long.
It's got a second shower head.
She got one set second shower one head. Way.
So you
have one set
no excuse for that.
It's two different sensations.
She got two shower
I'm
heads.
I'm going to give myself a bell.
She got a shower head. Just I was just
y'all about to get y'all bell revoked.
No, really. Because y'all not even using it responsibly at this point. So,
but,
not
okay, so what was the longest you said?
You.
Oh, you asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. You asking me head ass.
Y'all ain't going to believe me.
What you say?
Three.
3 years?
3 years?
What was your mind? Like, how was it? Like, what was your mindset?
I was going through shit.
So it was like, that was the last thing on your mind?
Yeah, because I really care about, like, how females
carry themselves.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to get it out.
They see me carry myself. So you feel me? Like, I even went to a point in time, he could tell you, like, where, like, I wasn't even carrying myself no real type of way, for real. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't trying to, like, I still, like, I liked females and shit like that and everything, like, but I really wasn't trying to, like, present myself like that.
Huh. So was that about, like, you was worried about other stuff? Like, I had to get myself together before I even tried to jump on some stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's responsible.
I was going through all kind of stuff, like.
I like that. You was like.
Like, people dying and shit.
Yeah. So your mindset was just focused on something other than a bitch.
Yeah,
I'm curious though. Like, at the end of the how did that end though? Like, what was the change? I guess, like, was it just a cold ass bitch? Did you just wake up one morning like, this can't go on? Like, what happened that you're like, I'm done with this lifestyle?
You just end up one day just falling into
something. Yeah, slipping chip on a banana peel. Like, what happened?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, what made me come back?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I was like, shit, I want some pussy.
Yeah.
Duh. Like, all right.
Say less. Yeah, that's it. Okay, that's fine. That's exactly what I was asking. I got the answer.
What about you, Steph?
Oh my God, dog. Eat as silly as dog.
The longest.
9 months.
Was that why you was pregnant? Because that don't count.
No, okay. I was fucking when I was pregnant.
Okay, babe. 9 months.
Oh,
what about you, head witch?
I don't even know, honestly. I can't even. I didn't count. Like, I don't know how long.
Was it long, though?
In my mind, it was, but I don't have a number in my head. I really can't. I don't even want to lie. It makes
because your mind is like dog years.
I don't.
But in reality, you know what I'm saying?
Cause, okay, that's what I said. Like, them first 3 weeks, that's why I said that. Because when I'm in them 3 weeks, I'm like, you know, like, something got to give. But sure, after like, them 3 weeks.
That's fiending and shit.
Felt like a lifetime.
But by the time
referencing sex, she done turned the TV on and see the banana.
Well,
after them 3 weeks, I just I be in my zone. I don't be thinking about it no more. So it just don't. I don't know. It could have been months. It could. I don't know. I really don't know how long it was. I don't know how much time. I just know.
Were you using? Again. Were you playing with yourself in the meantime?
Oh, totally. I don't go a day without doing that though.
You do that. You masturbate Thank every you. Day, every single day.
Thank you. Because when I said that to somebody, they thought I was crazy. They was like, what?
That's a lot. That's excessive.
No, it's not.
That ain't excessive.
So why y'all don't just make that phone call and let that...
No.
You only saying excessive.
Why y'all go on Facebook and just hit that one dude?
Because you shouldn't be trying to think about sex every day.
Why not? Though? Y'all grown.
But see, I don't even think about... Well, I do think about...
You got to think about others.
Y'all be wanting to bust it up.
Hold on. How long did
you go? 6 months.
6 months, as long as...
Yeah.
You, like, you couldn't do it after that.
No, I was really just, I was focused. I was working. I was in school. You know what I'm saying? And I was kind of like you. You know what I'm saying? My situation was, I wasn't in the best situation to be. Yeah,
mind.
To be worried about no nigga or no dick or whatever. So I'm
so
just
what
like,
made you come back to it, though?
Shit. I was like, damn, point. It's been this long?
Are you just checking to see if you still
waiting? I've been good. I deserve some dick.
Yeah.
I've been good. She said I deserve some dick.
I've been God good. I've been working, going to school. Somebody got that money.
I've been working.
Yeah, somebody.
Don't crack this motherfucker open.
Yeah. Do it still work? Do I need to. Do you need to spit the start, motherfucker? Like, goddamn. Shut up, bitch.
Bitch. Make the show want to bust that
off. You know, if a car gets too long, you want to bust it off for sure. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's about it. You might need a little jump.
Might got to tap it.
Yeah, look.
Tap the starter like twice.
Tap the good
stuff. So how often do y'all masturbate? Why y'all trying to put us on blast? How often do y'all masturbate?
Every day.
Every day.
Y'all masturbate every day?
Girl, we got the good
masturbate. It's a ritual.
Where?
You remember how, like, you always had motherfucking lunch on your motherfucking schedule at motherfucking school? That shit always on a motherfucking schedule.
What is the
schedule,
time? Like, is this, like, right before you go to bed, when you first wake up in the morning, right after lunch? Like,
See, we older, so you really, it's like, whenever you can get it in, when you fit in. So you feel me? It's like, shit. You know, some days you might fuck around and go without. You feel me? But that next day, please believe.
You get a double?
That's a, no, that's you got to get a double? For that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Like birth control, you got to take two pills because you missed
it. It'll be like, it'll just be like you somehow, like somebody you spiked you with Viagra while you were asleep.
One of my followers said in the morning, they got to do it every day in the morning.
Yeah, what time do y'all masturbate?
I got to do something about this.
It's first thing in the morning? Y'all get morning wood? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Every day?
That's so is that how you get that bitch out? That's true.
I'm wondering how you reaction. Get that bitch out. Shit, you just fucking ride and just go through your dude. I mean, you ain't nobody about to just be sitting there just regularly just without no motivation or nothing. Like, just like, you can't trust that nigga.
Watching TV and shit, I'll be
running. Right,
just go there and just get the, nah.
Okay. Do you guys do it in public? Like,
what?
Seriously, let me explain. I worked with a girl and her boyfriend, we think he was a sex addict because he like was in a Wendy's bathroom. Like they went to go get food and he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And he came out and I guess he thought it was cute. And he was just like, you know, I had to go rub one out. And she was like, what the fuck? Like,
he white?
Where? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's that weird.
But,
I ain't even gonna lie. I left. I went to bathroom at work one day and did it.
You masturbated at work?
Yeah.
In my bathroom?
No, not when I worked there.
Okay.
What you was on?
Why?
How did you do that? What was your placement for that?
You rubbed one out at work?
I wasn't having sex.
No,
so
what?
Like,
how did you do it? Like, were you sitting on the toilet? Did you put one leg up?
I don't be having sex like that.
No, like for
me
real.
Personally, though, because right, it's always somebody
I got
to call.
It's always somebody we call.
Just because we have somebody, don't mean we use them.
Exactly.
That's stupid.
And I don't be buying that shit because bitches be on some savage shit out here.
Yeah.
You said you got a topic. What did you want to say?
You had a question. Go ahead.
All right. The first thing I got to ask y'all, because this is going to be relevant to the actual topic.
Mm-hmm.
Any of y'all bisexual? I wasn't watching the last show all the way.
Ask your question.
That's the question, but I'm
just
asking.
Just ask your question.
Yes.
I got to answer.
We ain't going to take no offense to the question.
All right. Because my thing is, I don't truly believe females can be gay. Like, especially ones who still get penetrated.
Okay. So you just feel like the ones that get penetrated are just a little curious? Because there's some bitches that legit, like, never had dick.
Yeah.
And there's some bitches that be like, oh, I tried dick and I don't like it at all. So it's just like you gotta.
So you know what he's saying? They fuck around still though. Like they still like dildos.
Yeah, like
shit,
they still
though,
like.
But no, it's some.
Them hoes still trying to get. Because
that's
fucked.
Penetration,
that's
but they don't. I know what's the real dip?
Like you stop liking the real thing just to.
I know they never
like. I know a stud.
They might not like it.
I know a stud that had sex one time and was like, I don't like nothing to go in me and. She doesn't get penetrated at all. So,
and then, but see, this the thing, though.
She used the strap on her bitch, but she's not, no.
Well, play with that pussy then.
It's studs that still get
fucked. Chill, dog. You're some bullshit.
So it's like, I don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's.
I don't feel like that's fair. I don't feel like what you, and this is, anyway, I feel like what you like. What gets you off is not what's defining your sexuality. Like, your attraction to a whole person.
Say hi, y'all.
I'm not. What up, though?
What's poppin'?
Right. Like, just because I like watching gangbang porn doesn't mean I like to be gang.
You like watching gangbang porn?
Where's your bell tab?
Oh, yeah.
She took it away from me.
That's the topic. What's y'all porn
she took it away from
favorites?
Me.
It switch up. It varies from time to time.
We know what your favorite is.
No, At first, like I said, it switch up from time to time. I was, like, liking to see guys masturbate.
What? You never told me that.
Yeah, like that was a thing, like just to hear, like to see themselves, like give themselves pleasure.
You was infatuated with beating off.
Yeah, like just see them giving themselves pleasure and hearing them on, like that's what got me off.
Strangers,
at that time.
Like just porn,
she's
like these aren't even men you
there,
know.
Like, oh, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh. You studying?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say I was studying, but I just was like, oh.
Do you ask that to jack out for you?
I feel you.
Like that you're, you know what I mean?
No,
just pull that shit for me, baby.
No.
All right, so that's one. That's kind of.
And I will watch like threesomes, like two girls, one guy.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
You ever been ran before?
I think that's on everybody.
No, fuck
my
no.
God.
I'm saying
that was really interesting.
That's a real question. Let's talk about it. I'm saying
no,
talk about
no.
It.
Fuck no.
You ever considered it?
You never. You ever seen that meme? Like every woman has been in this position. You had never been in that position before.
No.
You never thought about being in that position before.
No.
You never been close to that. All right,
hold on. Let's not saying like ran really, like no. It was like
I've never
five
had two
guys,
dicks out
like,
in the same room.
No, not even two. No.
I'm saying, what if they
all
take turns?
No.
I've never had two dicks out in the same room with.
What if they take turns?
I've never had two dicks in the same room out in the open.
So one that got come outside like we're both. It's all on you.
Motherfucker, you got me fucked up.
I just kept saying.
You got me fucked up.
I'm just asking.
No. I've never, no. No,
not at the same time. I said take turns.
That's not even. That's not something I'm even into. Like,
not.
I said we grown. I mean, when you was younger, shit happened.
No,
ain't nobody judging.
No,
I'm not scared to judge. It didn't happen. That's not my life.
No, I'm not into.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I didn't hit a big. I never hit her, but I got used to get the neck from the big ugly bitch. You hear me?
And she got fucked up. You got the neck. I've seen it happen.
I never hit her though.
I have seen the neck.
His voice when he said ugly from her though.
Never hit her though.
Huh?
You hit her.
Never really
hit her. No, I never hit her. I'm not even gonna boost. If I did, I would have told her.
Niggas never admit to hitting fat bitches, so.
I'm not gonna say that, but this particular one though.
Have you ever hit a fat bitch?
You can ask her. I wish she'd hop on her.
Was Cardi right? Huh? Was Cardi right? I'm asking every nigga that hit a fat bitch. Was Cardi right? Was it like Cardi B?
Cardi B.
Do fat bitches got good pussy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it was better than a skinny girl?
I didn't hit like four.
Four fat bitches.
Four fat, yes.
Is it better than skinny bitches? Is it better than just
like what do you consider
bitches?
Fat though?
Man, you know what the fuck fat is. I'm playing with me, man.
Do you see, do y'all like I'm
I
ain't, sorry.
See, I'm fat, so I don't really tangle I like say that you that fat, much. But
see,
I done came across
women fat can be different.
A big chick. Yeah, yeah. Cause y'all body smaller anyway.
You know what I mean when I say fat.
But
like, no, that, over 200.
200 nah. Up club.
Oh, wait,
that's
fast.
No, I ain't never did no 2 and up. I ain't hold up.
So, like, again, what do you consider fat?
It was probably like a 170.
Facts, oh.
Damn. I was on
she was probably like a one.
That's
like
not fat.
Look, I'm talking about damn. I was a 170.
Yeah, that's
you
not
was
fat.
A 170 at one point?
Yeah.
I'm a solid 190.
I don't
right
believe
now.
It.
I was.
You 190? 190. Stand up, Ash.
190.
The,
I don't
hell
think I can no. Stand up on my core, but I really. I,
it's a, I mean,
I
you top heavy.
I'm, yeah. I'm 190 though. That's how much I weigh. I can't do anything about that. So.
Yeah, damn.
So you tall.
Yeah, she's tall too.
Where's the 90?
She's tall too though.
You thought I was 100 pounds?
You know, he said where the 90 at though. She.
You thought I was? I said I'm 190. He said where the 90 at. So I only look like I weigh 100 pounds?
No, you look like you weigh about like 140 probably.
150.
Hashtag,
150.
I
yeah.
Look light. But
no,
I'm
160.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about it, Ash.
Okay. I might look light, but no.
I
need the 190 girl number this morning.
Niggas just be shooting they shot, man.
Bro, need all right.
Okay, so look. How often do y'all be shooting shots for real?
I don't do all that.
If I see something I like, I'm going to shoot my shot.
No. Why not?
You got to be something special.
Yeah.
So what's
really want to shoot a shot.
Really? Yeah. That's shallow,
gotta,
man.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't even say that.
But I'm finna get like that anyway. You
that's
feel
the old
me?
School
once this,
me.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the old school.
Speaking of shooting your shot, we was at Truth last night, right? And as we was leaving, my best friend, she was driving. She was like, I'm about to get this boy number.
Get it.
She was like, so she rolled down the window. She was like, hey, excuse me, young man.
Excuse me, young man.
He was like, what's up? She was like, what's your name? That nigga was like, oh, no.
All right.
Well, so
we like, oh, dog. We and the whole car said like, oh, dog. So she got his number, and I was like, you know why he got his name, right? She was like, why? I said, cause he had braids. So I was like, cause he was in the beauty supply store trying to buy grease for his scalp, and the Chinese lady was talking about his grandma.
Okay. All right.
We just
so,
have to talk about some of the names of folks that you caught yourself.
Right.
To.
Because
we get one more because the end of that was kind of corn, but that's kind of funny too at the same
at
time.
That's kind of
corn.
So, yeah, because you know, old dog killed that lady and killed the lady and the old man in the liquor store. Mm-hmm. So that's how he got his name. Old
so,
dog.
But did she get the number?
Yeah.
She did.
Oh. She succeeded. No. See, you never got to that part.
100% of the shots that me and my friends take. We ooh, make them.
Okay.
No.
Steph Curry.
Have y'all
huh?
ever been rejected before?
Fuck no. I just said 100%
of been rejected?
I have once. There was a guy. I don't even
how
know if I can
feel?
Call it rejection. It felt like rejection. But I don't. I just asked him. I asked him, like, are you single? And he was just like, nah, baby girl. And I was just like,
that's definitely
that's not even considered
rejection.
That's
it was rejection to me, though, because I
but
was
that's
being,
not,
like,
you could have been a little side piece.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you didn't even give me the opportunity to turn down the side piece job. I'm like, damn, I'm not fine enough for you to think twice about the shit you answer too quickly. Like, you could have been like, I mean, damn, but like,
I mean, no. But you could have hit that nigga with a rebuttal.
Her pride was hurt because she probably had a lot of brag. Broccoli or something. I can take any bitch nigga. And then she was like,
some baked beans or something.
She like, damn, he said he wasn't single, but he ain't bite on it either.
That's
though.
What
I
I'm
couldn't
saying.
Get it.
Like, damn.
You were sick.
That's when you used to make you shoot your second shot. Like, well, damn, shit, can you have friends? Niggas do it all the time.
You should have asked
niggas
for the 40.
Niggas do it all the time. Shit, you well, can you have
you
friends?
You should have asked for the 40.
The well, off the rip?
You might them the first you, nighters.
Off the rip to ask for the 40
got,
ball?
You would got the side.
The 40 ball?
Only time I do the 40 is if I
want to get the 40 ballers first nighters?
That's huh? When I asked.
It's $40.
One
no, that is.
But if he whip out $40,
first nighters. I ain't gonna say one nighters. I'm saying first nighters.
Hell yeah.
The niggas is always like, okay, well, what you do? They always like try to make it into something. Like, I'm gonna pull up on you. Or, yeah. What you gonna be at tonight? I said, boy. So I just stopped responding. But that's the only time I'm asking $40. If I really want you to stop fucking talking to
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If you keep calling,
I ain't even gonna ask for $40. I'm gonna ask.
I'm not gonna ask
for
the
wall
ass amount. I'm going to ask for $200 every time.
I was just about to say, I'm going to ask for off the ball amount if I want like you to stop talking to me.
My favorite number is $200.
Like, man, let me get a hold. Let me get a
that
five
shut
ball.
Niggas up real quick.
$200
oh, no. I'm, okay, me too. I'm straight too.
No, the I done fuck? Ran into a couple niggas like, what you need it for? I got you. So I got to be like, oh, let me get a five ball. How about you?
Let me get a five ball.
You reach for the fireball off the top?
Nah.
I was gonna say, because if they give it to you, all right, take
I got
it.
One. I got a predicament. Because this, I saw this on Instagram. This chick said that she was like, she felt like
if, Beans. What the fuck
if
is
she
you
go
doing?
Out of town with a
came with her get added on.
If she go out of town with a dude,
turn that shit off.
She kind of feel obligated to give him some pussy.
That's why I won't go out of town with no dudes.
Because dudes feel like if I fly you out.
But if you do go out of town with a dude, you going to give him some pussy.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
I've never done that, though. I've never went OT with a dude.
If I get flued out.
You're not getting flued out. You're getting drewed out.
Drewed out.
If I get flued out.
You get Greyhound. Flued out.
If I get
who
want to
get flued out?
Stubber.
I'm finna flew to Atlanta.
Flued out.
If I get flued out. Atlanta ain't shit, though. Like, you can't tell me, oh, you have to go out of town to go to Atlanta. That ain't shit.
You going to Tennessee.
Okay,
then I need a couple yeah. dollars. I need a couple dollars if we going to Tennessee. Nah,
I know what the fuck.
It sounds fair to me.
I need a couple dollars if we going to Tennessee. Yeah,
you getting a couple dollars?
I know we doing the Tennessee.
Once we let you in.
Fuck a vacation, bitch. I'm going to Tennessee.
That's all I'm saying. If I'm sorry. If you go out of town with a nigga, yeah, you kind of obligated to fuck that nigga.
I don't contradict myself though, because I just feel like this. If I spend my money on
unless
a
nigga, you got some money to get back to the crib, like shit, you kind of gotta bust it open when you OT. It's like,
because like, what are you gonna do? Be like, oh, I sleep on the pull out.
Because the nigga
like,
can hit you with the future. Oh, I'm good, love, and joy.
I'm gonna walk back to the crib.
The nigga hit you with the future though. Not even gonna hold you up.
Like, I'm good, love, enjoy. Like, I'm about to get some cigarettes. He don't even smoke. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Never come back.
I'm true. Very particular.
He
didn't walk
out with all his
that,
luggage.
Like, I don't. I would not feel comfortable, honestly, going out of town with no dude that I'm like. We have to be in a relationship by the time I feel comfortable going out with you. Because mm-hmm. if I'm gonna go out of town somewhere where I don't have any resources, fuck a Uber, fuck a hotel tonight, fuck all that shit. If I don't have no people around me that can help me, and I'm going out of town with a man. I haven't been with a guy that I was not in a relationship that I felt that comfortable. That's very risky fucking business. Even
no,
these bitches that get flown out with celebrities and shit. Like
Flued out.
Thank you. With celebrities
that's
and shit.
That's for the culture. It's flued
okay.
out.
Okay.
Period. Period. Shout out to my bitch young Miami. She was here last night. Free JT.
Free my dog. One of my followers on Instagram had commented and he was at the concert. He posted her when she was on stage like, you gotta love a good rat. I was like, why are you being so fucking
dumb? No, but for real, because like, every girl was on stage with no shoes on.
I love
on.
A good rat though, man.
I ain't gonna lie to
that's
you.
That's a solid rat though. Come on. A solid rat really go a long way.
Because these niggas is solid rats. So they be needing solid rats on their team. Not saying there's nothing that's wrong with it, because I love a hood. Y'all know I love me a hood rat ass nigga. I ain't even gonna hold you up. But, like, you know?
She like type that. I'm trying to take her to the cell phone store, though, and get a few phones in her name.
You a zero?
What's poppin'?
For me?
No, it's you a zero.
I'm trying to find out if you a zero.
Look at it. Shit. I wish I was a zero. Shit, I'd have me a real phone instead of having this little shit.
Talk about.
Shit, if you a zero, I'll holler at me.
If you a zero,
if I was a zero, I wouldn't be a zero no more.
I'm a zero.
Look at her. She a zero.
You a zero? Mm-hmm. What's popping?
I'm a zero.
Come on. Look, now she a zero.
I'm a hero.
My mic sound kind of low.
Call me Captain Save-A-Ho.
Oh, shit.
I, you know, like we always say, God send us the broken ones.
Scammer. All right, I got a question for y'all.
It's vice versa, though.
Y'all so irritated. I got a question for y'all. Do y'all like mean girls or submissive girls?
Put it on the table.
Freak hoes. I know. Beans. I like the submissive.
Respect the topics.
I like the submissive chicks.
You know? Oh.
Submissive. You feel me? Like.
You want the, okay. All right, well.
Do whatever you say.
It ain't whatever I say, but it's like, you be getting tired of having a fucking, like, damn, bitch, we having a fucking, like, we ain't fucking court or something. Bitch, we not lawyers, bitch, goddamn. Every time I say that, she got a fucking good-ass rebuttal. Goddamn.
Step your motherfucking game up.
Now, fuck all that saying. Shit. Let me just say what I got to fucking say. And, bitch, you just fucking do it for once.
People be considering.
Goddamn. I'm about to go with submissive, but not fully, like.
I'm saying, I ain't gonna take advantage of her, but
y'all want
damn.
A bitch y'all could just walk all over.
No, but I'm saying, though, I don't want no bitch, though, who sit here just trying to just keep on, like, bitch, hold
but
up.
See, niggas consider me mean because I'm quick on my feet. Like, half the time, I just be joking, but they, like, be really taking that shit to the heart, and it just be like, I'm really a goofy-ass individual, and you can't take...
You used to be real snappy back in the day.
And you can't... That's just because I'm quick on my toes, you feel me? I just automatically got some shit to say back. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can say some bullshit, and I'm...
Yeah,
all right,
back
at
to you all day. There ain't nothing wrong with that, though, but I'm something.
But people really be taking it the wrong way, and I just be like... Bro, you really don't even have to take it like that. Like,
you be on some shit, about though. Shit.
We're not gonna no, you be on some bullshit. Shit. You for sure be on some bullshit.
Hey, y'all know what y'all could be on?
This dick.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Uncut and that bitch gonna end us
no, because this bitch needs to stop saying this dick. That's her answer to everything, bro. That should be pissing us off.
We gotta extend the time.
No, we still going. Listen, they hate when I be like this dick.
Cause she do it at the worst. We be trying to have a real serious ass conversation with her, and sis be like, so okay, this dick.
Oh yeah, a submissive.
Mean and submissive. I like my nigga mean though. Don't give me so
no. That's niggas. Not your question, cause I got a different question for you.
Yeah, I like my niggas mean, but mean to me, but also sweet at the same time. Just I want a nigga like me, quick on your feet.
I mean,
kind of mean, but just like a sweetheart.
I feel like Randy, I
wouldn't be nowadays be saying some dumb shit because that was some of the dumbest shit that I didn't hear though. You can't get it like that.
Yes,
you know
you
that,
can.
Right? No, you can't. That's you when you can. Look. That's when you fire that motherfucker who this motherfucking really your ass high and fucking dry. You do know this, right?
That's how y'all always fuck up. Y'all always be like, y'all try to find
like,
that.
The
y'all
last
try to find
four,
the
five niggas you didn't have that
and
you keep
a,
talking about.
Ass
that's how you found
and
them
it
niggas,
ain't
bro.
Really,
you do that, really.
What being mean?
No, your fucking logic on, I like me a hood ass nigga, but a soft ass nigga, my friend, a flawless ass nigga. You ain't about to find that shit.
Like, you can be a gangster and a gentleman.
But you don't want him to kill.
You can be a gangster and a gentleman.
I
want
to ride through the trap and go to the museum. That's
exactly.
All I'm saying.
Exactly.
I want
can
you to bring me my chip
and
take me out on a picnic.
But that's no, y'all be finding the broke ass hood niggas, like the niggas who be motherfucking working in the fucking trap, not the nigga who running them.
Know.
I'm not fucking, I'm saying, when I say y'all, I mean women.
Okay.
Women. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on. I'm not saying you in, I'm saying you not.
I love
you. I'm
me
just
a good
saying,
good
you see what I'm saying, though.
Sorry, not sorry.
Right now,
I feel you fuss with the hood. That's
where I'm from.
That was my question for y'all.
See, that's
where
I'm from,
from,
though.
Where
like
from?
Seven of Van Dyke.
Oh yeah, you
are. Oh, you from the East?
Shit.
Oh yeah,
ooh,
you
from
50s?
You from
50s?
That's why she be on that tip. She from the Van Dyke. And
but
all
no, I mean
sense.
That's just what I. Was.
Now you from 70 Van Dyke? What you was doing that for then? Why you was all the way over there?
Cause my mama stayed over there, and my siblings went to Ford. So. But yeah, I used to have to catch the 7-mile bus. Talk straight about from it, the sis. East side, straight to the west side. Yes,
talk about it, sis.
I feel like I'm a mixture of both. I feel like I really am a sweet person. I just feel like everybody has a breaking point. I feel like when I get to that breaking point, like that devil switch clicks, and it's just like, so wait, no more night.
And I have a no fly. Submissive? I have a no fly, low tolerance zone. So it's just like, you can say some bullshit to me, and I'm gonna be like, okay, so this is where you had me fucked up.
But it takes
a lot. How you deal with sarcasm?
She
seems
like she may be a little submissive.
I can take sarcasm because I give
like,
it.
She be on that shit. Like, man,
I'm
listen,
very buddy. Submissive, but I keep a track record, too. Like, so right, when I'm, like, at my point, I'm going to go back through all the shit that happened when I was just like, it's okay, it's okay.
How do you
like,
take okay, sarcasm
all this shit from gotta
your...
Come back.
You seem like a type who give like, a good 20 chances before you done with it, for sure, for sure. You do
this the 67th time and the last one we going to do this shit.
So how do you... You said, how do you take sarcasm from your...
How you take sarcasm from, like, your man's family?
From like, his family.
Yeah, like if they had some sarcasm.
No.
Stay in your place. We're not doing that.
That's how you feel.
But I'm not going to say, but I expect that out of him. So if somebody is trying, one of his cousins, sisters is trying to kiki and be cute, I expect him to handle
it. No, I'm saying, what if that's just like a trait? What if that's just like a trait of his fan? Like he's sarcastic.
So you got to give me, like, is it shady sarcasm?
Yeah, or just joking.
Sarcasm can go a long way. So is it shady sarcasm or is it like a kiki sarcasm?
Yeah, I know the difference between a joke and shit. But like if you're trying to be shady, like,
well, my family is most of the time is going to be joking.
Yeah, because that's how my family is. That's why I had.
But there, but there will, but there will be some pettiness in there. Sometimes,
yeah,
too,
yeah. My family. That's why I give people a disclaimer when they come around my family. I'd be like, "Look, check this out. We a bunch of silly individuals. We gonna crack a joke. You gonna have to be able to take that joke, but you also gonna be able to have to dish that motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? Don't take shit to heart because that's just how we are. We like that with each other.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's like,
but you know the difference between jokes and disrespect. Bottom line.
Yeah, but with my family, they're going to, if I bring you around, they're going to be like, your family.
Yeah.
Because that's how we do. We take people, everybody that we bring around under their wing, under our wing. So it's just like, you family at this point, this motherfucker then brought you to a family event because I don't bring nobody to family events. You know, so they're like, okay, well, she's comfortable.
What are you talking about? I was just at Thanksgiving.
No,
like,
you wasn't. Shit, I was barely at Thanksgiving.
4 years ago. You made that mac and cheese you always was just talking about.
Nasty ass
man. Anyway. What else you got? What else you got for
y'all this? Irritating as hell, bro.
Goofies.
What y'all like? Y'all like corporate niggas or street niggas?
Oh, that was your question
for
me?
Yeah. I wanted to know
I
what
I like. I like me a good hood nigga that likes to suck and toes and eat booty.
Ooh.
Hood niggas don't be doing that shit.
Shit, you watch your rabbit ass mind.
You be surprised.
You watch your rabbit ass.
You be getting your grocery, Jake.
Hey, hey, Lo, let me find out, bro. So a street nigga. I'm a real street nigga.
Real street nigga be eating all the fucking ass. Stop fucking playing with me.
I ain't gonna lie. I like both. I don't have a preference.
I need the best I can do is a street nigga that's turned corporate.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
You gotta be that.
That's impossible sometimes unless you're a rapper. Unless you're a rapper.
No,
it's not.
Some niggas get a bag and get into some real shit. They be like, I want to go legit. And they do that shit. And they still a street nigga. I'll show you.
Have y'all ever seen True to the Game?
I mean, I ain't looking for them.
Have y'all ever seen True to the Game?
I'm looking for the stripper trying to go corporate. You feel me?
I know nothing about that
stripper trying to go.
I ain't never better. Once I'm rich, I'm probably going to marry a stripper. I ain't going to lie. Because they know what? Niggas.
Well, you heard it here. So y'all get on y'all shit.
But then again, you know what I'm saying? I'm picky at the same time, though. You feel me? Like, it just depends, though. But, like, I kick it with strippers a lot, though.
You do?
Why?
Okay.
I love strippers. Cool. I support their hustle. But
they cool. And
I never fuck with one on a personal level. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't fuck a stripper?
Mm-mm.
Fuck a stripper or fuck with the stripper?
Like fuck a stripper. Like, fuck a stripper.
Y'all
like,
never answered that question of whether y'all was bisexual or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I dibble and dabble. I ain't gonna say it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a vibe sometimes.
Sometimes I be feeling sometimes. Like
that shit crazy how motherfucking females just feel like they can just fucking dibble and dabble and they still won't be considered gay.
I'm not saying
like,
don't consider me gay.
Like,
I mean, consider me what you want to consider me because that's how you look at me at the end of the day. I don't really
know. I'm not saying like you can sit there and go play with the pussy and shit like that.
Yeah, and I know at the end of the day,
you just be having a taste for pussy sometimes. I got you.
Do you get a taste for steak sometimes?
Huh?
You get a taste for steak sometimes?
I don't eat red meat.
Man, y'all know that shit don't even fucking...
That nigga said, I don't eat red meat.
He ain't fucking around.
Every now and then, you just got a little taste in your mouth and, you know, a little sweet tooth. That
yeah, sometimes you want to
look for
up.
A nigga with a sweet tooth.
He's like, damn, that bitch bad.
Or you like different shit for different reasons.
If
like,
you didn't lick some pussy, dog, you for sure gay.
Fair, whatever.
Hey, this one of my, I ain't even gonna say one of my followers, but this nigga I used to fuck with, he on my live. He talking about some, he used to eat my booty.
He like, I miss you, come back.
He talking about you can still get it. I'm straight.
Y'all nasty, bud.
The minute I seen, the day he left my house after eating my ass and posted a picture of him and his bitch on Snapchat, him kissing her in her mouth, I was like, I'll never trust you.
You shut out that nigga. Cause she didn't.
You shouldn't have trusted him because he ate the ass. You can't trust no nigga who he's full of shit. You can tell. Goofy.
Talk about he full of shit. No, literally.
Trust a nigga who eating ass. I can't trust him. You the fool.
Yeah, no, for real. If you voluntarily eat my ass, I can't trust you.
Like, what tip is you on? Like, what? Like, it's a whole nother hole down here. It's got all type of shit going on.
But then, y'all turn around and be like, y'all love it when a nigga don't ask. He just turn y'all around.
Just do it.
But then y'all ain't gonna trust him if he just turn y'all around and eat y'all ass.
Bro, it's gotta be a vibe. We gotta be having some good ass sex.
I never said I don't trust a nigga that eat ass.
No, if I don't know you like that, or we just not supposed to be fucking, bro, you're not supposed to be eating my ass. I don't care.
Listen, niggas just freaky.
Niggas just be feeling they have to do so much for the ass when they really can just do a little bit. They already be there in it.
Y'all be trying to have the crack standard be like super high, like. No. The crack over standard.
Like y'all it be is trying standard.
To, y'all be trying to have it be super high.
It is the standard.
Crack standard.
I like that.
And at first,
what's up, baby?
It's definitely a standard. It's a set of rules. Shit. It comes with a rule book.
No, they don't.
Especially if I don't know you and you a lame.
They don't.
Come on now. I'm not popping pussy for just nobody. I'm not popping pussy for you. Might be somebody and still might not get no pussy. It really is. All right.
How many one night stands have y'all had?
Bro, why y'all keep asking us that question?
I never asked
that question.
I asked that question
last episode.
I wasn't here last time.
I only had one. And
I think y'all probably lied last week.
I had to scratch it off my bucket list.
Oh, you had to erase it from your pussy report.
No, I wouldn't even say that.
I never had a one night stand.
It was on my bucket list, so I scratched it off.
Get the fuck out of here! You like 20? Well, how old are you? 29?
Is that something you need out of us? We don't be fucking multiple niggas at the same time, and we don't just be fucking niggas on the first night, all the time.
All the time.
You just want to know, like, if we didn't have a couple first nighters?
Asked y'all, apparently.
How many have y'all?
How many one night stands have y'all had?
No, I'm curious.
I'm talking about hit it, quit it, never talk to her again.
We're not about to go there.
Talk about it.
I don't know.
It's been that many.
We was not in love. Don't lie like that, Leon.
It wasn't that many.
How she scared? She cold.
What about
blood?
You? You quiet listen, over
y'all there. I was going crazy in my young days.
I only do that to people that fuck me over. Like, if we on good terms, you ain't gonna get my bad side. Like, you not. But if we, you know.
Life.
Y'all on some bullshit. Over. Y'all asking us all these questions. Y'all want to
you know, I don't know.
I didn't, man, listen to
I ain't got no number on it. I ain't gonna say it's a whole lot, but I don't know.
Your man's really didn't been out here, though. You feel me, man? So
that's not an answer.
I'm just saying it's really been a lot.
I can't put no number on. We're going to keep it a bean all the way. You feel me? Like, y'all, we got to be questioning y'all, like, once.
I probably had about a good, legit, hold y'all to the standard.
Legit
probably get 15, 20 one-nighters, probably.
15 to 20. Oh,
that you never seen again? Never
they be
again?
Loose, dog, huh?
Yeah, they do be
they
loose.
They really be loose. I don't understand. For real. They really be loose.
Loose booty.
Think about it. It's about, you know what I mean? Women who I said, who don't even know my name?
That's crazy.
Even to this day.
I mean, that comes with the terms. I mean, it be a vibe.
You fuck girls that don't know your name?
It's a thrill in that. Like, damn, like.
What?
I don't even know her name.
What?
That's okay. Well, you know, we got to wrap this up. We enjoyed your company. Thanks for coming through. Damn, that shit.
But
no,
just a quick question.
Thrill and fucking a bitch I don't know name.
God damn it. No, but just.
No, she don't know my name. I know her name.
Just a quick question, though. Like, would y'all ever get a tattoo on y'all face?
I don't have no tattoos and I'm 30, so.
Okay.
Man, no you're 30?
Damn. All right. Well, that goes to wrap up the show.
You know, that's it. You know, I mean,
y'all know Black Don't Crack.
He looks great. He does look great.
Right. But I ain't got no line up right now. How old y'all think I am?
You don't look 30. 25,
26.
Taz? I'm going to go 28.
You don't look 30.
Anyway. Thank y'all
you
for
ain't
coming
put no
out.
Number on it, though.
Y'all look 30.
We are coming out. We appreciate you as usual. Say your names one more time. Let me get you our special guest in this way.
Oh, yeah. I'm Big Foe Peas. Hey. Look me up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? BIGFOEPEAZ.
Buffy Combs.
Buffy Combs.
Buffy Combs.
Combs with a Z, not an S.
With a Z.
You know what I'm saying? You know, got our regulars in here. Your girl, classy ass Ash Hedwich, bitch, all fronts. My lovely co-hosts.
It's your girl, Hillary Banks.
Girl, we don't have time.
Oh my God. And you was a little, you wasn't that spicy today. You was talking crazy, talking about we wasn't going to be ready, and you wasn't ready.
Right. But yo, it's your girl, Ms. D. Y'all can follow me on IG. Also, I'm a daughter to underscores.
And we got our man's Beans. Drop
your man's
Beans.
You know, Ben Sippin' Remy, and that's BEN dot sipping with a G. Dot Remy.
Hey.
Remy allowed 31 on the snap. You feel me? Shit, come on to Faith, but talk a little shit. AJ watch.
Hey, thank y'all for coming out. And this is, as you know,
uncut
and a motherfucking bobbin.
And I'm bobbin.
Bye. Bye.